Edge GPUs go real-time. A hobbyist autopilot shows how far local inference has come. Running GPT-OSS 20B via VLLM on a single RTX 4090, the system emits only one token per step. Each token is a flight control, so latency stays low enough to steer and shoot in near real-time. The developer precomputes good-bad control options and discovered a consistent bias toward the first listed option. By re-ranking choices to surface safer actions first, the pilot flies more reliably. It's also oddly reluctant to fire weapons, but happy to launch mining probes. Quirks you only notice when the loop runs at game speed. A one-file HTML demo connects to an OpenAI spec endpoint on port 805. The result isn't crash-proof, but it's a surprisingly competent local autopilot. On the heavy model side, a tinkerer pushed a 120B model from 22 to 37 tokens per cess by fixing BIOS RAM speed to the already purchased 6000 and switching Llama.cpp from Vulkan to CUDA across three 5060 Ti GPUs. Prompt processing rose into the hundreds of tokens per second, bringing the total build to roughly $2,200, less than a single 5090, while commenters suggested four GPUs could reach 80 tokens per cess. It's a useful reminder that memory settings, drivers, and backends can dwarf hardware alone. For batch workloads, a user running Gemma 312B on a 4080 hit trouble wrapping VLLM for an OpenAI-style batch endpoint. The advice, avoid GF in VLM, which is poorly supported, and use an INT4 4-bit variant such as BNB 4-bit or AWQ. In many cases, a plain VLM serve is simpler than building bespoke wrappers, especially given Gemma 3's touchy quantization support. If vision is essential, Qwen 3 VL30B now ships in fine-grained FP8, with block 128 quantization reporting parity nearly identical to the BF16 original, while keeping 256K context and agent-grade GUI interaction, spatial reasoning, and long video understanding. The authors recommend VLLM or SGLang for local deployment. Open models chase coding wins. Fresh SWE Rebench tasks collected in September 2025 show GLM 4.6 at 37.0% resolved and 42.9% pass at 5, the top open source performer on this specific leaderboard and a step up from GLM 4.5. The dataset is small, 49 tasks, but the setup is recent and the gains are consistent with GLM's strong trajectory on code. On the deployment side, Cerebrus published reprune GLM 4.6 checkpoints at 25%, 30%, and 40% sparsity in FP8 on Hugging Face, aimed at memory throughput gains. Pruning plus FP8 can meaningfully reduce footprint if accuracy holds. Either way, it's welcome to see real, runnable artifacts rather than just benchmark tables. Minimax released Minimax M2, a MoE coding agent model with 230B total parameters, but only 10B active, claiming frontier-like tool use and multi-file coding at much lower latency and cost. According to Artificial Analysis reported batteries of end-to-end evals, the model ranks first among open-source models on a composite across instruction following, math, science, coding, and agentic tool use. Caveat emptor, these are vendor-presented claims, but the details are unusually practical. SWE bench variants, terminal bench, browse comp, and the stack ships with day zero VLM SGLang support and guidance like retaining interleaved thinking. Content in history for best results. Agents shipped 5 services. A startup built 5 GoERPC Postgres microservices in 10 days with only 3 backend developers by running multiple coding agents in parallel, one per service, while humans handled the hard bits. Agents excelled at scaffolding, schemas, CRUD, Docker, and code often compiled in past generated tests. The catch surfaced under load. A payment service hit a classic goroutine shared state race. Agents didn't coordinate API contracts across services, so the team paid integration debt later and spent roughly half the time reviewing diffs and unpacking data flows. The analogy was apt. It felt like managing fast interns who still need vigilant supervision. An editorial on agentic coding argues the 10x throughput promise is real only if teams upgrade testing, CI/CD, and coordination simultaneously. Otherwise, you bolt a turbocharger onto a car with narrow tires and old brakes. Incidents rise, pipelines clog, and the bottleneck shifts from typing to operations and decision-making. The prescription is a structured, constrained human-in-the-loop workflow, not vibe coding, with languages like Rust helping to keep the system honest. On orchestration, Steve Yega's VC is a colony-style framework that delegates all decisions to AI. A Sonnet 4.5 supervisor plans and reviews, worker agents, e.g. AMP, Claude Code, execute, and a SQLite tracker manages issues and dependencies. Dogfooding reports 254 issues closed, 24 missions, and a 90.9% quality gate pass rate, with a deliberately simple event loop instead of heavyweight workflow engines. It's aggressively agent-first. No handwritten heuristics, just tests, lint, and builds as the guardrails. Tooling is catching up. Claude Code 2.0.27 adds a web mode that clones and runs your repo remotely, a containerized sandbox with file system and network isolation to cut permission prompts, and an edit plan mode, Control-G, to fix the plan in place instead of reprompting. Users praise the planning workflow and session search, but report ongoing friction like terminal flicker and context compaction failures, evidence that developer experience is still a moving target. Routing, planning, and recall. Hugging Face's relaunched chat app, Omni, leans on a policy-based router that separates task identification from model assignment. The underlying Arch router 1N5B is open-sourced. Teams define their own routing policies anchored in their evals, debugging versus code gen versus design, so swapping models or versions doesn't require retraining or hard-coded rules. A companion paper details the approach, and the router is also a first-class primitive in the Arch GW agent gateway. Ranks aren't hardwired. The point is to bind route selection to your context, not someone else's leaderboard. For weekly status and reviews, What Did It Oh is a local CLI that pulls Jira linear activity and generates summaries with your own OpenAI keys. The repo documents costs 25K input, 3K output tokens for a typical run, and suggests narrowing date ranges to control spend. Everything else runs on your machine. Small tools like this reduce ceremony and memory burden without adding a SaaS to your stack. Community projects keep probing the agent as research assistant. Witness the starkly named Free Peach Labor repository, capturing both the appetite for offloading drudge work and the ethical questions it raises. Anthropic's Claude Agent SDK now supports plugins and skills, complementing plan editing and sandboxing so teams can bind agents to the tools and policies they actually use rather than relying solely on prompt gymnastics. Diagnosing multi-agent failures. A new Ericsiv paper proposes spectrum-based failure attribution for multi-agent systems. By replaying tasks, abstracting logs into comparable trajectories, and applying spectrum-based fault localization, the method ranks which specific action most likely caused the failure. On the Who and When benchmark, 184 failure traces from 127 systems, it achieves 29.35% action level accuracy, well above prior LLM as judge approaches that were below 10%. The approach leans on repeatability and structured logging, not vibes. That dovetails with agentic provenance, an editorial arguing every reasoning step should be captured, hashed, and ED255119 signed in an agentic DB-style memory layer, producing a verifiable lineage of how conclusions were reached, a smart contract for thought. If attribution is the what and who, provenance aims at the how and why, with cryptographic proofs to back it up. Security must follow. Cisco AI Defense's MCP scanner targets the Model Context Protocol ecosystem, reflecting the reality that agent toolchains expose new surfaces. Before giving agents more keys, teams need automated ways to find the open doors. When AI meets the real world, body cam footage in Baltimore shows four students handcuffed at gunpoint after an AI CCTV system flagged a gun that officers quickly recognized as a chip bag. Commenters raised questions about due process, bias, and whether weapon detection on 2D video is accurate enough for field use without human verification. The episode reads like a case study in overtrusting alerts for high-stakes interventions. On the consumer front, a smart robot vacuum reportedly stopped working after the owner blocked its telemetry. At the service center, where it could phone home, it passed tests, then failed again at home after a grace period. A teardown found an all-winter Linux SC plus a separate MCU, open-for-seconds ADB, and Google Cartographer for SLAM. The owner even wrote external control software to prove the hardware was fine. Phone home or die policies raise obvious right to repair and autonomy concerns. Enterprises are also leaning into memory. Microsoft open-sourced an AI call center stack spanning voice, SMS, and persistent memory. It's a powerful template, and precisely the kind of system that needs tight governance around retention windows, consent, and redaction by default. Privacy-first design has its counterexamples. A new browser-only image converter handles HEIC, AVF, TIFF, GIF, PNG, JP, WebP without uploads, tracking, or accounts, and even works offline. Low-friction tasks don't need central servers. They need fast web APIs and good defaults. Faster video from fewer steps. LightX2V released distilled LoRAs for WAN 2.2 I2V that enable four-step video generation with separate high noise, more creative, and low noise, more faithful variants. The Rank 64 LoRAs are compact and can be pre-merged or loaded dynamically, giving creators a practical way to trade compute for speed without abandoning quality. The tooling supports offline merging plus FP8 quantization for maximum throughput or comfy UI-friendly formats if you prefer interactive workflows. Documentation covers the full stack: base WAN 2.2 models, T5 clip, VAE components, and recommended denoising step lists so you can wire a working pipeline rather than chase dependencies. The pattern mirrors broader compression moves. FP8 for Qwen3VL and pruning for GLM 4.6 show that thoughtful quantization and structured sparsity can deliver big wins in memory and latency with little quality loss, provided the quant and datasets are well matched.